One of the most entertaining parts of being minister to retired priests is sitting around the table with these old and holy men and sharing a meal with them. The stories they tell, the joking, the laughing, it's just like a sitcom. One of the most frequent questions at the table, and it's pretty obvious, is, "What did he say?" I'm sure many of you remember Father Walt Carr when he was here at St. Helen. He turned 94 last week. And you can always tell when he forgets his hearing aids. When he can't hear one of the priests, he would say, and he would look me straight in the eye and say, "He did what to who?" I remember taking Father Walt to be fitted for his hearing aids a few years ago. We walked out of the store, and he just stopped abruptly. And he was looking around, and he said, "Mike, what's that noise?" He could finally hear the rain slowly dripping in the gutter behind him. He just stood there on the sidewalk in amazement, right on Austin Avenue, just taking in all the sounds, the cars passing by. He could hear birds chirping. He could hear two men talking on the sidewalk down the street. Years of not being able to hear, and now there was like this new world was opened up to him. This 90-year-old man looked like a young boy experiencing something new. Not being able to hear can bring some sort, in a sense, of darkness. We miss so much around us. And sometimes we can hear just fine, yet we don't listen. Hearing is simply perceiving sound in the ear. Listening, on the other hand, requires concentration. So you can process the meaning of words and sentences. Not listening is a choice we make. Not listening brings us into darkness. All of the stories of the first Advent 2,000 years ago were stories of listening. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with a message from God that she will give birth to Jesus. Mary listened and gave her total yes to God's plan. And then there was the angel Gabriel spoke to Zechariah. He listened. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, and he took Mary as his wife. And then there were the shepherds. They all listened. The Magi listened and followed that star and found the newborn Jesus. Choosing not to listen can bring us into darkness. Let's look back at that first reading of Micah and understand we are listening to something that is very much a part of the Advent season. There is a light at the end of the dark tunnel. This message from Micah comes at a very dark time in the salvation history of the Israelites. They had turned away from God, and they've given themselves over to things that left them empty. The prophet Micah spoke into this great darkness. The passage tells us from this tiny town, Bethlehem, will come someone who will radically change everything, a light in a sometimes dark world. In our own lives, we constantly move through cycles of confusion and difficulty, of being on top of the world, and then suddenly finding ourselves in the loneliness of the valley. And when we are in the darkest parts of these experiences, we always find a tiny glimmer of hope. We can't describe this feeling of hope, but that tiniest light is there. And brothers and sisters, this is where we can't help but listen to God. Listen to the will for our life. Hope is a sign that God has placed within each and every one of us in our own capacity to work through whatever life experiences we are given. And Scripture doesn't give us clear instructions like we might find putting together a bike on Christmas morning, but it certainly provides us a way of dealing with the struggle. We are able to deal with the process that is so often difficult for us. Often when we experience a difficult situation in our life, such as an illness or a broken relationship, the first thing we ask, what can I myself do to stop the pain or the worry? We want to fix it on our own. And if we can't, we might even want to bargain with God and try to please God so He'll fix it. This is a distorted relationship with God. Jesus, in our second reading, was quoted telling us what God really desires us to do. At the time of Jesus, religion taught people to offer sacrifices. Sacrifices and offerings are good, but they exist because they allow us to do other things. We don't offer sacrifices to please God. They're disciplines that open us up to what God ultimately wants. God wants us to be present to Him and listen to Him. In listening to the voice of God, a voice that is personal to us, we must listen to where He wants to take us. Just imagine a relationship where the person you love can't stop doing anything they think you want them to do for you. They're constantly in activity, always doing. One more sacrifice, one more wonderful thing they want to do for you. Yet they never look you in the eyes, and they never take time to listen to you. That is Jesus' insight, not to perform for God, but to enter into a personal relationship with Him and listen to Him. And we can't do that without turning off our TVs or turning off our computers and cell phones and spending some quiet time. Because God doesn't shout over these distractions. He speaks to us in a whisper. The two women in our gospel on this fourth Sunday of Advent are Mary and Elizabeth. If we look at them, we can learn something about this process of listening to God. Mary, a young teenager, and I am sure she was overwhelmed by the unexpected change in her life with the new birth of Jesus. And Elizabeth, well past the age of bearing children, and the unexpected change in her life, that she'll give birth to John the Baptist. Both mothers-to-be, as with all mothers, wait in hope. With this process of listening to God, you have to be a person of hope. Mary and Elizabeth symbolize all men and women who wait in hope. Our challenge is to take a little time from our chaotic lives to listen to God's whisper, and to reflect on where we find hope. And in doing so, we'll find peace that enables us to go through life's changes with great calm and great strength.